What's up, Eagles fans, and welcome back inside the film room on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Fran Duffy, joined once again by NFL Film Senior Producer Greg Cosell. And Greg, it's the final installment of our film room series previewing the crop of undrafted free agents, and it's the day that Eagles fans have been waiting for, the cornerback position, certainly at the forefront of Eagles fans' minds. Tell us about one of the biggest names on the market from Houston, A.J. Bouye, here with the Texans.
Well, I would love to see him as an Eagle, because this guy, he started this season, by the way, basically almost playing dime safety, and then due to injury, they moved him outside, and he developed into a really good outside corner, predominantly playing on the right. Here you see him on the left. He's long. He's athletic. He became a really good player. A.J. Bouye, he would really, I think, fit what they want to do with this Eagles defense. He's a player that I think he'll be in high demand because, as you know, corners are always at a premium.
So when you look at why the Texans would let him walk, do you think that's mostly because they just spent a first-round pick on Kevin Johnson, they signed Jonathan Joseph in free agency? Obviously, they have a lot of assets invested in that cornerback spot.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, without knowing how the Texans feel about their entire defense, and I think that he's going to demand a lot of money, and obviously the Texans signed Osweiler last year at quarterback, so I don't know what their financial situation is, but Bouye is a really good corner. He's young. He's still developing.
This draft class upcoming this spring in 2017, very, very strong at the cornerback position. Probably the best maybe since 2012, where we saw a handful of corners go very early in the draft. Let's start with Mo Claiborne, who came out of LSU that year, was a top five pick for the Dallas Cowboys. What have you seen from Claiborne as he's developed throughout his career?
I think he had his best year this year in 2016. And Claiborne's always been a guy that's had good feet. He's probably a little thinner and lighter than you'd ideally like. His body tends to break down. He got hurt again this year, but he played really well this year. And again, I think because the corner position is a premium position in the NFL, you need to be able to play man-to-man. Teams need that flexibility of being able to play man-to-man coverage. So Claiborne is a guy that you have to be a little careful because he's been injured, but I think Claiborne is another guy that will demand some dollars.
Same draft class, same conference in college. Stephon Gilmore went to the Buffalo Bills in the top 15 out of South Carolina. Tell us about Gilmore and what kind of player he's turned out to be.
And I loved Gilmore in that draft class. I thought he was the best corner prospect. He had a little bit of an up-and-down year, but the skill set is there. He plays a lot of man coverage, and he'll play on the outside, as you see him here, so at times he gets beat. But he's an aggressive, physical corner. He's very competitive. I think Gilmore is a very good player. Another guy I wouldn't mind seeing here in Philadelphia. I think he's that kind of player.
Played for Jim Schwartz, obviously, for one year out in Buffalo. Let's stay in that same draft class. Coming out of the University of Alabama, this time Dre Kirkpatrick, he went in the first round to the Cincinnati Bengals, has developed throughout his career.
Yeah. And he finally, again, almost the same as Claiborne. This was Kirkpatrick's best year by far. Now, the Bengals were not a high-percentage man-to-man team, but don't forget, when you're playing on the outside, even when it's a zone concept, you do have to match up man-to-man. You saw him there making a play. Kirkpatrick's another guy, long, athletic. This is a good corner class.
Yeah, and it keeps going. Yeah. We're talking about a player now in Trumaine Johnson, who was franchise tag a year ago, played under that tag this past year in 2016. Tell us about Johnson, what he brings to the table.
He's a bigger guy. He's a physical guy. A lot of people saw him as a safety when he came out of college, but he's played corner. He's had some very good moments matching up a few years ago. He matched up to Calvin Johnson, did a really good job. You know, he's had a lot of experience playing man coverage because that's what they've played a lot with the Los Angeles Rams. He's also obviously had experience playing zone. He's the bigger, more physical type corner.
Another guy who was a former high pick out of the University of Nebraska, Prince Amukamara, started with the New York Giants, transitioned to the Jacksonville Jaguars, now potentially looking for his third team in 3 years.
Yeah,
what does Amukamara bring?
And Amukamara, again, he played with the Giants, then he went to Jacksonville where they do play a lot of zone. But, you know, a lot of these zone teams, Fran, because you can't just line up in this cover three. The league understands how to beat that now. So you see him playing man here, and he played a lot more man this year. And, again, he's always had the physical traits. It seems he hasn't quite reached the level, I think, that people thought based on his first-round draft status. But Amukamara is a solid NFL corner.
A guy who will certainly impact the NFC East moving forward.
Sure.
Brandon Carr, who has been a solid starter both with Dallas and then previously with the Kansas City Chiefs. What does Carr bring to the table at this point in his career?
Yeah, Carr's been around. He's been a solid player. There were times that in Dallas they matched him up as the so-called shutdown corner to the number one receiver. Again, he's later in his career, so you have to decide, are you going to sign him to a big number deal? That's an interesting question for a lot of teams, but I still think he's a solid corner. He may not be at that level that he was a number of years ago. I thought when he was in Kansas City before Dallas signed him, he had some really, really strong years. He's not quite that player now.
One player that has kind of moved around, and we're going to close this out with two players that have played primarily in the slot over the last couple of years. Yep. Let's start with a former first-round pick out of Houston.
The 12th pick in the draft.
Yeah, it was a very high pick. DJ Hayden with the Oakland Raiders.
Very talented guy. I think he's always had some confidence issues. Started playing outside. They kind of moved him into the slot this year. Thought he played well in the slot. Has the movement to play in the slot. Then unfortunately got hurt again. His career has struggled with injuries, so he has not been able to stay on the field as much. My guess is at this point people might see him more as a slot corner. And then you have to decide what kind of value a slot corner has to you. Now, keep in mind, teams play their sub package is 65, sometimes 70%, sometimes 75 or 80% of the snaps. So slot corners have a lot of value.
Well, we just saw DJ Hayden make a play in coverage against DeAndre Hopkins, one of the best receivers in the NFL. Let's now look at Logan Ryan, somewhat of a local guy from Jersey, went to Rutgers with the New England Patriots, now has a Super Bowl ring, matched up on Larry Fitzgerald here, where here's Ryan in the slot.
And Ryan has played in Bill Belichick's defense inside, outside. He's moved all over. He's a very good tackler. Logan Ryan has developed into a very solid player. You're probably not going to see him as a guy you'd necessarily match up to the opposing team's number one receiver, but that's not really the Jim Schwartz defense anyway. I think he's a really good player. As I said, he can line up outside, he can line up in the slot, and he's a physical player, plays with an edge, really good tackler.
Eagles fans very anxious to see how the team will approach this position in free agency. Greg, appreciate the time for every segment here inside the film room. We'll be back later this spring to break down all the draft prospects before April's draft. But stay tuned for more here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com for more Eagles action.